Another way to measure blood pressure, and probably a more familiar way, at least in a clinical setting, is to think about blood pressure as being the systolic pressure divided by the diastolic pressure. So blood pressure is going to equal the systolic pressure, which is the pressure exerted on the blood vessels when the ventricles are contracting, that would be systole, divided by the pressure that's exerted on the blood vessels when the ventricles are at rest, or in other words, at diastole. And so keep in mind, systolic pressure is pressure exerted on the arteries during ventricular systole or contraction, and diastolic pressure is pressure exerted on the arteries during ventricular diastole or resting. Another factor that, or another important component that has come up in the discussion about blood pressure is pulse pressure. And pulse pressure is easy to calculate. You simply take the pressure that is exerted during systole and subtract the pressure that's exerted during diastole. Going back to the blood pressure equals systolic pressure divided by diastolic pressure, that's the familiar 120 over 80 or whatever the numbers might be that you might have measured when you're in a doctor's office. Now, we also talk about what's called the mean arterial pressure. And the mean arterial pressure has a slightly more complicated equation associated with it. We take the pressure on the vessels during diastole, and to it we add the pulse pressure divided by 3. And the reason for this more complicated equation is that it would be easy, of course, if we could simply take systolic pressure and divide it by diastolic pressure and get that kind of an average in terms of the average pressure that the heart is exerting. However, if we really want an accurate measure of the average pressure that the heart is exerting, we have to go through this more complicated equation because the heart remains in systole for less time than it does in diastole. So, in other words, we have to account for the fact that the heart is actually in diastole longer than it is in systole. And so we use the equation mean arterial pressure, sometimes called MAP, MAP, equals the pressure of the heart during diastole plus the pulse pressure divided by 3. So that's the reason for that more complicated equation. Now, when we're talking about blood pressure, we're actually talking about pressure that's exerted on the arteries. And so we tend to measure it when you feel a pulse, for example, you're feeling the blood pressure as it moves, pulses through the arteries. By the time the blood pressure gets to the capillary, the pressure has dropped to almost nothing. So actually, it drops to about 30 to 35 millimeters of mercury by the time it gets to the capillaries. And so most of the pressure that's exerted by the heart is going to be diminished by the time you actually get to the capillaries. And then when the blood gets to the veins, there's very little pressure left as far as blood pressure. And so other mechanisms need to be used to bring that blood back to the heart through the veins.